Blog Talk Radio.
There it goes. Think of the failure.
Yes.
The Force with you, young Skywalker. You are not a Jedi.
Drop the bass. I don't know why this struck me as appropriate today, but
because you were channeling us from this morning, because we were saying this morning we all should be voted for president here at GGR, and this would be our music when we come to the podium, not the traditional presidential
march.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I totally didn't even listen this morning. I was asleep, man. I don't even know. All right, that's kind of cool. That that's a little scary, actually, that we're that in tune. Weird.
Yeah.
All right. That is very weird. All right, it's October 16th, 2012. It's Tuesday, which means it's time for our bitchy hats to, well, bitchy hats are always on, but this is our fashionista bitchy hat, so it's a little different. And I just made money in Second Life, apparently. I just heard the money sound. Yay! Anyway.
See, that's always fun.
Love that sound. What was I saying? Oh, yes. It's Tuesday, fashionista time, pixinista time. We're your favorite pixel fashionistas. Yes, we are bitches. Yes, we know it. No, we don't give a shit. And yes, you can kiss our ass if you don't like it. I'm Snow White. I'm here, kinda. My work schedule has me all confused. I thought tonight was Thursday, so I was all ready for a Thursday show, so I'm kind of bitchier than usual. We also have Corey, who is under the weather. Hi.
I'm all scared because I just switched back to my Second Life screen and saw somebody sitting on the roof with me, and it's Ginger sitting in a big pink chair. I was like, who the fuck is on top of my fucking store in a pink chair?
It's my poop. It doesn't even take prints because,
I wasn't even looking at, I just heard the sound. Like, I'm looking at the chat room, and I heard the sound of money in Second Life, and that's when I go, yes.
Yeah, like the coins, clink, clink, clink. No, I just looked over because, I was like, oh, there's a window. Oh, I left my Second Life open. And then I see this big pink chair, and there's Ginger sitting behind me. You can't do that when I've been taking cold medicine, because y'all know I'm crazy.
You can't see us. I've got the angle wrong for the camera. Here we go. We're up here on the roof.
Yeah, we're on the roof.
I guess I could show you guys my new badass avatar if you want.
You could. You could. That would be awesome.
All right. Teleport me, Ginger. We also have Ginger Rocks up in here, who's the hot little redhead over there.
Hot like the fire.
Hey, what's up? Sorry, I'm over here looking for my friend's list.
She's all like, hey.
Well, I do want to, teleport you with the with the chair up. So.
My screen is paused. My screen sharing is paused.
There we go. Now screen sharing. I didn't want people to see my friend's list.
Oh, I see. I see you there.
She's half naked, so ignore
And me. Short. Why are you so short today?
That was how she was made.
That's not even my tall girl, and you're short.
I know. I'm tiny.
Whoa!
She needs to rebate, because all we see is boobies, baby.
Boobies? No, I'm serious. She's naked. She has
Really? Oh, she is naked. I thought stuff when we were waiting for it to res in.
Skirt, and those are nice chains.
Why, thank you. The Sodara. Yeah.
I like
the mesh shirt I bought randomly on Second Life. The necklace is Zara. The face chains is Ripped. The piercings are Pekka. The hair is Lalutka. The mesh hands and mesh feet are both Slink.
Nice. And I don't know where I got this. I just know I bought it for a fashion week.
Oh, that freckles. That's a nice skin.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's actually red gray.
Yeah, red gray does freckles.
That was my first
tattoo. That's a tattoo layer, but the skin is red gray. Girl, I went all out. I mean, there, everything is on that avatar. Everything.
Wow.
Do I have on a face light?
No, it's the store.
Yeah, the store is really fucking bright. I'm not usually that bright.
Remember, everything in the store ended up having to go full bright because everything was
all pixelating shit.
Sorry.
I'm not wearing a face light.
I admire you. No. None of us are.
I thought I might be, because, you know, when I take pictures, especially of you two tricks, I have to put on a face light so I can light your faces properly.
Well, yes. The store is lighting us up because, like, everything is full bright. Because, remember, it was all being washed out by something. We couldn't figure out what it was.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that in the Players Club, Ginger?
I notice popping up. It's a club I go to every once in a while. It's not that kind of club, but yeah.
Sure, it's not.
They got some good tunes.
Oh, man, this
one. You want to repost? Oh, yeah, you know what? I forgot to mention. If you want to actually know what the hell we're talking about, you need to be in the chat room, because that's where we post the Join Me link. And what Join Me is, for those of you that don't know, and by the way, where the hell have you been if you don't know by now?
I know, right?
Right? The Join Me link, we use a program called Join Me. And what that is you go to the URL that Ginger is posting in the chat room, and what that does is connect you directly to her desktop so you can see what we're seeing. So whenever we're discussing some fashion or discussing a picture or an avatar or anything like that, you can actually see and interact and understand what we're saying, because a lot of times it is difficult as fuck to talk about fashion and you guys know what we're talking about. And why do I hear water dripping?
That would be because of the vendors inside the store dripping blood.
Okay, it's making me have to pee.
I'm very sorry. I don't know how to turn the sound off, but it does. Okay. It's dripping blood inside. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. All right. Anyway, so what do you want to talk about first?
My sacroiliac hurts. That's what I want to talk about. Okay, no. I just like to say sacroiliac. It doesn't really hurt.
Want to talk about Glomart?
Yes, we must talk about Glomart first.
Yes, let's get bitchy real quick. Go ahead.
All right. Miss Gloria with a 0 for an O in your name from Second Life. I found your place on Marketplace, or your store on Marketplace. You have a store called Glow Mart. And it is written just like Walmart would be. GLO, the little star, Mart, and with always great value, always underneath it. You've got Walmart's logo. How many times have we preached? Have we preached, don't do this? Don't do this. You're going to get sued. It comes down to copyrights and trademarks, and you are blatantly using them and abusing them. This is, in my whoever you bought your mesh skirt from, by the way, I almost want to say they said you can't sell that under 200 linden, and you're selling it for 25. I could be wrong.
Busted.
I could be wrong.
Busted.
But, wow.
You know what? Let me jump in here real quick.
Okay.
I'm all for giving people good deals. All for it. I really am, because I know when I go shopping, I don't want to pay off the ass for an item that really wasn't that difficult to make. And I'm still trying to learn how to use Blender. I'm a little frustrated right now, so I'm kind of backing away from it. But I don't want to go and pay out the ass for an item. Okay? So I'm all for giving people a good deal, but this is ridiculous. And not only are you selling things for cheaper than they're supposed to be sold for, because when you buy an item, when you buy like a mesh construction kit, it comes with, you know, a certain contract or a certain thing you have to agree to, saying that you can't sell it below this price. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair to everyone else trying to sell the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So she's selling it for incredibly cheap, stupidly cheap prices, which I would agree with sometimes, except this is just ridiculous. And not only that, she's not being original. If you're going to come up with a store and you're going to do this, be fucking original, okay? And no, I am not jealous of anything going on. Your shit is not cute to me. This is not cute to me.
All she's doing is slapping colors over it.
That's it. I mean, this is not her designs.
Click
this
on
is
it,
not
Jess.
Her clothing. This is not her work. All she's doing is slapping textures on it. I can do that. You are not original. You are not original in your designs.
You are not original in
your patterns. You are not original in the design of your store. Okay, I'm sorry.
I want to get a good look at... Okay.
I've seen that elsewhere. That is not original.
Well, now, here's, and I'm not advocating for her. The thing is, you buy your mesh kit to make your clothing, and you're supposed to make it your own.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, yeah, you're right. She's just putting colors. I don't see anything.
That's all she's
added. No, nothing that made it where you go, you know, I've seen this design before, but wow, I think I want to buy this one, because look at the detail, the work.
Yep.
And the Walmart thing... I think someone has been sued for this before in Second Life for using the Walmart brand. back in, I want to say 2006 even. It was a long time ago. And then it was a lot harder for maybe Walmart to catch.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much now because all it takes is one click of this little button here next to it that says tweet this.
Yep.
And next thing you know, Walmart starts looking and bam, you're in trouble.
In fact, we could probably tweet this and Walmart would see it.
You know, let's find out. Let's find out what Walmart's Twitter is.
Contacting Twitter.
Let's find out what Walmart's Twitter is.
And you know what's really bad is I was just looking at the logo. She didn't even bother changing the font.
No.
It is the exact same font. Really?
Is it Wal-Mart?
I think it might be Wal-Mart, yeah.
Okay, I can't get to Walmart right now.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Nice.
I know what I miss.
Oh, she just tweeted to Walmart.
Tweeted it.
She tweeted the link with the uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
My Twitter is too slow this morning. I got to go over to Ginger T so I can retweet it.
I will retweet it too. What the hell?
Oh, internal server error. Damn it, Twitter.
I mean, seriously, I have no problem with you selling shit for cheap. But there are things you got to remember. You cannot undercut the market like that and make it harder for everyone else who's putting more effort into making their stuff. Plus,
yeah.
Come up with an original store idea. Damn, it is not that hard.
You know, now, here's what I don't get. You can look at other people's things and come up with your own. I do that all the time with our shoes. I'm not going to tell you my shoes are completely original, as in when I look at them. But I go and look and say, you know, that would be cute if I did this baby shoe, but I did this instead. If I moved this, if I added this, if I changed this, if I added this stitching. And she has done nothing.
No, she's really done nothing.
People.
Like, there's no added accessories. There's no, you know, really hand-painted textures. There's nothing to make it her own. She got pre-made clothes, pre-made textures, and slapped them together.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she did. That's lame.
I can't believe this. Now, somebody was doing this with a role-play sim. My memory's foggy right now, but they were doing the same things with food and everything like that, and cereal boxes. And whoever was got into big trouble because not only were they imitating Walmart, they were imitating the cereal boxes, Kellogg's.
I think that might have been Urban Sim that I was in. Was it Crackton?
I want to say it was in Crackton that I saw it at first. It may not have even been Crackton. I think it migrated to Crackton because it was the only place they could actually safely do it.
Right.
Because they told them they weren't able to sell the items. You can put up a store and it can resemble Walmart, but you can't sell anything.
Right.
Yeah. I've seen the Walmart, because people have actually built Walmarts inside Second Life. You can go in them, but nothing's for sale.
Yeah, and that's where you don't get into trouble because you're not making any profit. But this is a blatant ripoff. Just...
Yes. Yeah. And now, I understand why Walmart doesn't care if you make stores of theirs in Second Life without selling stuff. It's free advertisement, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But to blatantly, and I mean, she's not even trying to be sly about it. She's not even trying to be, you know, anything. She's just blatantly taking this logo,
mm-hmm.
changing one little bit. Instead of Walmart, it's what Glowmart. Really?
Mm-hmm. And my other gripe, really quick, people, when you're making these items, it doesn't take but 10 linden to take a picture and upload it. And even then, these you're saving to your computer. You've made them in different colors and different textures. I still want to see that. I don't want to see just a little bitty square.
Nope.
That doesn't give me enough detail, especially because you don't have an in-world store for me to go see this.
You know what? You know that little square you're looking at? That's not the item. That's the texture she used
mm-hmm.
on it.
Yeah.
That is not the item. That is the pre-made texture she got that she slapped on the skirt.
Mm-hmm. And that annoys me. That annoys
yes.
me greatly.
That is called
being fucking lazy. I keep trying to scroll on your screen, Ginger. It's not working.
I do, too. I do, too. It's driving me. I'm all like, why is it? It's not. I was like, why is the screen getting bigger when I use my mouse wheel? What the?
My mouse wheel doesn't work no more. I'm very unhappy about that. All right.
This is just disgusting to me.
Oh, and whoever our other listener is, if you want to join us, we are in. Join me. I've got the number over on blogtalkradio.com/gamergirlsradio. Oh, hey, that may be the dark one. Hey, Dark.
It is the dark one. Hey, Dark, what's up?
We've got four viewers, though. That's only three of y'all, so.
Hey, we got somebody. That's cool.
Whoever that
somebody
is.
Likes to watch.
It's hot. Okay. I have something I want to show you.
Okay.
As soon as I figure out where the hell I got it from. Okay, I found this website. Basically, it's called Fashionably Geek. And it has a
They're friends
of
ours.
They are friends of ours. Yeah.
Do you have a link for me?
I do. Let me post it here. Okay. It's called Fashionably Geek. And the reason I wanted this is because I was feeling a little sexy today. And I was looking around, and this happened to pop up, and I thought it was just awesome, and I would totally rock this.
Totally. She's feeling just a little bit sexy today, even though she's a lot sexy all the time.
Whatever, dude.
Totally
Check awesome. It out. Check that out.
No, you can't
That
meet me.
Is hot.
I'm telling you, the Wonder Woman one, I would be rocking. I'd be like, dun dun dun
pose. Oh, my God. I love you, Snow. Oh, my goodness.
I would totally be doing that, but I wanted one like a Catwoman, though.
I know. I was looking at the Batwoman, and I was like, where's Catwoman?
Exactly. I would want the Catwoman one just because that kind of makes me rawr, you know?
Because it comes with a whip.
Woo! As long as the whip is used on me, I'm all good.
Woot, woot.
And if you keep on going down, I mean, the dresses are cute. Right? The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one? I want that one. Seriously.
The pink Power Ranger would have to die in a fire.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't do that one.
I like the pink Power Ranger. I like the socks. Oh, my God. Are those Galaga leggings?
Yes, they are.
Oh, y'all can't do that to me. While I'm sick, I just had a heart attack. I had a geekgasm. Oh, my God. Look at the spaceship beam. Oh, my God.
Keep on going down. It's awesome.
Oh, my God.
It's become Chewbacca.
Oh, the Chewbacca dress. Oh.
R2-D2.
Now you know where my Imperial March came from.
Wait. Scroll back up. See, that R2-D2 one is begging for a black belt. Just
yes, it is.
All tight so you can't even fucking breathe tight. Just, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, or a corset even would work.
Mm-hmm. I like the one below that, the garter belt.
Push up bra.
Go down.
These are like little superhero garter belts.
Oh.
That is totally something I would have wanted at my wedding.
In Wolverine.
Right? I would take Wolverine at my wedding. Wait a minute. And then go below that. This one's hilarious. For those of you that like Game of Thrones, Dothraki, Khal Drogo, I would like him in my pants any day.
I'm going to reserve comments.
Ooh, he is so hot. And these shoes, I don't get.
I've seen these damn heels everywhere.
I
do,
too.
Do that to yourself. I saw a video of her walking in them.
It is
She's
ridiculous.
She's not graceful.
No, it looks like a fucking giraffe or something like that trying to walk.
Like a bug
or like some sort of weird bird.
That's too haute couture even for me. And y'all know I love me some weird-ass crazy haute couture. That is crossing the line to me.
Yeah.
That looks like you stuffed your foot in paper roll towel. Or paper towel roll.
Paper towels.
I hope they paid her a lot of money, that poor model.
Looks like she's in pain. She's trying not to look, but
she's surfing it up. She's working it, but I'm like, that's too much. I think if that was me, I'd be like, you know what? I don't care if you are paying me $50,000. You can suck it.
If you look at her legs, where the shoes touch her legs, from the top part, you can see it's actually biting into her leg.
Yeah. And that's not even a sexy. You can't make that pose that she's doing sexy. I'm sorry.
No,
there's
really can't. No. Although she's got the face going on. She's got a good face.
Yeah, she's holding it in. We know that shit hurts, girl. We know it hurts.
We know. It's all right, honey. We know. Keep on going down. There's more stuff.
Wow, the bikini.
Wonder Woman.
That's actually
the first Wonder Woman bikini I've seen that actually looks like a bikini.
Yes. The rest of it is kind of like what? Mm-hmm.
Some guy's fantasy. That's actually cute.
That is
look at that. Oh, I need it with some black. I need that with some black leggings and my boots. Oh, man.
That was adorable, actually.
Yes, I would work that.
And then just a small little black clutch.
I think instead of this, I think it actually needs the belt thing to go around. I don't know.
I don't know if I want the belt. I think it works without if you do black leggings and some high heel boots, mm-hmm. some gold hoop earrings. I
love this.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Three.
That right there is gorgeous.
Isn't it pretty? The color. The pattern of it, everything is just beautiful. It's not too overdone.
Yes.
But there's still like you look from the head down, you're like, oh, that's a really pretty blue. Ooh, that's I like the little white spots. And the farther you get, you're like, oh, it's a game.
It's
that is amazing.
And that could work with or without a belt. That like drop waist. And that's good for us short girls.
Yep.
I love that.
I like the mushroom in the background too.
Yes, the toadstools. Oh.
Yep, that's cute.
And I like the shoes even. That's
perfect. It's kind of like a little girly kick, like, ooh, you know, little girly feminine kick to it.
Yeah.
So that was my site that I wanted to show off of Fashionable Geek Apparel. For those of you that are wondering, that was fashionablygeek.com.
Can't find them. You can find them on our VR Twitter because I think they follow us and we follow them. Nice girls over there. Oh, my God. Stop, girl. I'm having a heart attack. Look at the bracelets. Oh, my God.
Look at those nails. Those fake nails? Doctor Who nails. Are you kidding?
Girl, I've been on a Doctor Who kick like, whoa.
I just started watching it. It is so good.
What season are you? Well, I don't know. Are you watching it on Netflix?
Go down. I want
Yeah, baby.
I love that. I love the Mists of Pandaria styles in game, and I would rock that so hard.
That is adorable.
That's cute.
Actually, a couple of days.
Okay, I think we need to move on from this site. We're all stuck on it.
Wait. Oh, yes. Yes.
Catwoman.
Now that is badass.
Yes. Hell yeah, it is.
Oh my
God. I love her.
That? And that's Michelle Pfeiffer, who you know was a baddest ass Catwoman around.
I like all the Catwomen. They all had their unique things.
I like Michelle Pfeiffer. She's my favorite.
Oh no, y'all just did that wrong. Totally. I'm sorry.
No. Can't do that to Harry Potter.
Mm-mm.
No, we can't do that.
Wonder Woman panties!
Have them. They're lacy.
Those are cute.
They need to have ruffles on the back if they need.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, we've seen this one before, but
that's
I like this
so cute.
One.
Cute.
That is adorable.
Are those pockets?
Those are pockets.
Those are pockets.
I want it. Why can't I have...
Oh, my God. Design your own nerdy pantyhose? Are you serious?
Oh, my God. That's such an awesome idea.
That is an awesome idea.
You know what? I wouldn't even know where to begin. I'd have, like, Laura Croft on one leg and... It's all kind of crazy stuff.
I got to stop looking at this.
That's just like the best site ever. So fashionablygeek.com, seriously, go check them out. They're awesome. They just had us on a tangent for a very long time. So
they do that every time I go.
Really.
And I gotta
pause. Those of you who are on our, who are watching my Pinterest trying to keep up, because this is how we keep you all busy during the show. I'm about to post the coolest thing ever. Ladies and gentlemen, zombie Abraham Lincoln.
Uh-oh.
You watch our Twitter. You have to be on Twitter to see him. sorry, Abe. I think that is cool.
Well, I think a lot of people are watching the debate, so.
I think the debate is over. Debate's over at 9.
Are you sure? Because I still see some Twitters coming up about tweets coming up about.
Well, people are probably angry because I told you when I woke up there was a fight. I thought and what's the face going to cut? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you guys are going to love this. Okay, I'm actually going to give you guys a link to this. I want you to put it up on the...
I just
want to
say one thing. Mm-hmm. I'm all for Obama. Screw Mitt Romney. Go Obama.
Yes. Okay.
We'll talk. We might have a talk about him Thursday night and him and how he'll affect us. Okay, Ginger, posted that up right there. That right there. And I want to hear the from you ladies when it's up. Because I'm not... yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Oh, I'm ready for nap time, Mr. B.
Yeah,
buddy. That is awesome. What the? Even got the little girl perfect. Oh, my God.
Is that not adorable?
That is the most awesome thing I think I've ever seen cosplayed in my life.
That is the best cosplay.
I'm ready for nap time, Mr. B.
Oh.
Is she done the whole thing? They did.
She's even got the facial expression going on. Oh,
she's
my
working
God.
It. She is working it.
She's like a little tiny model. Look at you, girl.
She's actually working the runway. Work.
Right. That whole
are her shoes mixed
match? Do you think he made that?
I don't know. It looks like he did.
I think he did make that, because if you can, there's very small, tiny little imperfections.
Yeah, like right in the crotch.
Yeah,
right
it's still in the crotch area. But, dude, still? Are you kidding? That is just fucking awesome. You need to repin that. I'll repin that.
I did pin it, baby.
That is just, oh, my God.
I'm going to be tweeting this.
Yeah.
That is just fucking awesome. Seriously.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it.
Wow.
You know, I'm actually looking over all the stuff that I had to show you guys, and it's very girly today. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Girly's okay. Girly's all
right. Very girly and very romantic. I don't know what's going on with me today.
Are you in touch with your romantic side?
I think I'm in touch with my girly side tonight, and it's a little scary.
All right, I'm going to put this one over in the chat room. This is the one I was talking about. It doesn't cover just the zombie.
Awesome.
This lady, Goldie Starling, gives out Halloween makeup tutorials. And as you can see from just the pictures, she does amazing, just gorgeous.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Davy Jones. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Davy Jones.
Before I even saw the words, I knew what it was. That is awesome.
Yeah, amazing. And oops, I hear music. Why am I hearing music?
Oh my
Stop
god.
It. Oh, there's an ad. Skip the ad. But yeah, y'all can't hear it.
Oh, she's
screen.
Gorgeous too. Damn, girl.
Yeah.
Girls who do makeup usually are.
That's true. That's true. Oh, my God. Look at all the pictures on the right-hand side. Corpse Bride?
Those are all her tutorials?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be the Corpse Bride.
Well, not all of these are hers, but at least not all of those are hers. But she has 208 videos.
Dude, she is just awesome.
Yes.
Man, I can't get over how pretty she is. Seriously.
You're just skipping us forward to the zombie.
Yeah.
At least I'm trying to, but it looks like she... Where was the zombie one?
Oh, that's just confessions, talking. Honey. That's just her talking.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I lost the zombie one then. I had it.
Do you got it? Does you got it?
No, probably not. I'm going to have to find it.
Hold on. I can probably find it. Wait a minute.
I've got the one for Davy Jones. Where did her zombie one go?
Which would work.
You know what? We'll just
What's your full name again? I forget.
Goldie Starling. Yay!
Okay.
Right, here you got is it? The. Well, no, this is the Davy Jones. I just went with the Davy Jones because I can't find her. Look at that. Oh. Wait, am I sharing?
Wait. I got it.
Oh, you do have it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. I had it earlier. I bookmarked the wrong one,
I guess. This is the Black Swan and the. Well, it's not showing you how to do it, but wait a minute. Oh, wait. Girl, this needs to be easier to find. It was actually on Shape and Style, so let me. Yeah, you can get it off Shape and Style. Here, check this out.
Oh, see, she's showing you how to do the Pirate Wench.
She's awesome. Lame advertisements.
Lame.
The Walking Dead makeup tutorial. And I want it the big screen. Give me the big screen.
Now, I wonder, does she do... She doesn't look like she does any makeup. This might not like you, Ginger. You know that. She did an excellent job, considering she doesn't have all the prosthetics and stuff they have available.
Yep. That is just pure makeup.
Wow, hey, big words, so you can read it. All right, it is a little bit jumpy. I don't know how jumpy it is on your screen.
It's very jumpy,
so you're going to have to take it back down to a smaller size. It doesn't like it big for you.
Smaller size.
She really is pretty. She's got pretty skin. She's making me very jealous.
She has beautiful skin.
Fine face and apply foundation.
She does an excellent job. Go ahead.
This is where she's outlining the lines that are going to be, you know how like zombies have all the gaunt faces and stuff? That's where she was outlining it. And then it's
talking. So now, is she using makeup or is she using face paint? It's what I'm wondering.
I think she's using makeup. I think that's what I saw.
I don't have the sound on, so. I guess I could turn the sound on.
It don't matter because they can't hear it anymore.
They can't hear it. It's all good. Anyway, that's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah. And this is all with just makeup. It's not even prosthetics.
That's what's amazing.
Well, she did have some kind of contacts, but
still.
Well, the face part without having the prosthetics, because if you watch The Walking Dead, you know, they usually show how they do their makeup, and a lot of it is prosthetics and things that stick to the face to make it misshapen. But the fact that she's doing this with none of that available to her is, wow. The illusion of the eye.
Mm-hmm.
That is just creepier.
And probably
creepier.
A hell of a lot easier to clean off, too, to tell you the truth.
Oh, yeah, you don't got to peel off the sticky stuff from your face.
Yep. All you got to do is wash it off.
And I think I was reading that some of these take like 7 hours to complete.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like the when actors go and they have to, like, who was one that went out there? I forget. But like the people for Harry Potter who went and had to go, like the goblins had to go have all these prosthetics done, they spent hours just sitting in a chair and having crap like stuck to their face.
Lord of the Rings, too.
Yes. Like just for the orcs. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
wow.
She is using something to make some kind of wound.
Yeah, but that's not actual prosthetics. I think that's just like, I forget
dirty
what it's called.
Dirty up the hair? We just throw dirt in it?
I hope not. Because, you know, sister don't want. Okay, she's putting a little conditioner in. That's fine.
Yeah, to make it kind of stringy and oily looking. That was lotion, I think.
Add blood.
That dripping is making me have to pee.
Turn off the noise.
No, she's talking about her noise on. She can hear the blood dripping in the store.
Yes, it's making me have to pee.
Yeah, I've got my noise off for Second Life.
Oh, my goodness.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it is. But you know, if you're a zombie, you just ate, right?
Well,
is that like Karo syrup?
It's probably Karo syrup and food coloring, yeah.
And look at those contacts.
That's weird. All right, I'm creeped out now.
Absolutely awesome.
That was impressive.
That
very, very nice.
That deserves some applause. There is what that deserves.
Yay!
Yay! I'm finding applause. Hold on.
That is awesome. I wanna learn how to do that.
Can I show a couple of really schmoopy romantic kind of things?
Sure.
Okay.
Of course you can. We got 13 minutes, so you got time.
Hello,
Horace is in the room. Hello there, Horace.
Hey, hello, Horace. Feel free to join us and join me, and you can see what we're looking at.
Okay. This.
It's a pop of another link.
Is one of them. It's so cute.
I'm all confuffled. There's a naked snow in front of me. I'm confused.
Hold on, I'm looking for the
people. Are your boobs clickable? I'm just curious.
No, they're not. I have nothing clickable on me.
Because you know if there is, I'm clicking it.
I know.
Oh, no. Stargate. Hold up. There we go. Oh, my God.
Isn't it pretty? I would be like, just, I'd die. That's
Oh. That's how you ask a girl to marry you guys.
That guy would end up naked on the floor and
like
a heartbeat.
I'd be like, you know, screw the yes. I'll show you yes.
Hell yeah.
You demonstrate my yes for ya.
And then I just put up another one too, which isn't as
engaged.
But the other one that I just put up is. Look at you pulling up our stuff.
I just want y'all to know that something is inviting me. And because I love y'all so much, I'm ignoring it.
Yeah, I'm doing the wrong thing here. I'm all trying to mute myself instead of pausing the screen.
Because that'll help.
I like that.
Right? That will help. Now this is I Heart You in binary.
That is so cute.
Isn't that adorable?
I love that. See, I love these little handmade jewelry things.
I do too. I feel like they have more meaning than just something you go buy at a store.
Yes, yes, yes. While
you go buy it at the store, but make sure you buy it from one of these little small people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, while my wedding ring isn't exactly handmade, well, it is handmade, but it was handmade by some person in Turkey.
Ooh.
So, yeah, before we ever even met. So I fell in love with the ring. It has no diamond on it. It's a puzzle ring, and I love it. So.
Oh.
But there's no one else that's going to have one like it. I love it. But that is so cute. That is adorable.
I just accidentally put one of our a light glove in our Geeko Wing thing. You guys will be all right, though.
All right, so what? They say, ooh, wait, what was that?
My what?
Mouse? Yeah, my mouse is doing.
You know what? Okay, no. This whole trend, hold on. I have to get this off my chest before we start, because this whole trend annoys the fuck out of me. You have no idea. Anything. If women go to dress up for Halloween, what's the first thing they do?
Get as slutty as possible.
Yes. For the majority of the women, the very first thing they do is find the sluttiest outfit possible because they think Halloween is an excuse to act like a whore.
When you can act like a whore anytime you want. You don't have to wait for Halloween.
Exactly. Exactly.
God. You know, don't hide behind Halloween to act how you really want to act. Embrace yourself.
Embrace your whoreish. Invade your whoredom.
And be creative whenever you want to do Halloween. Don't be just sexy this and sexy that. Do something creative. Show somebody your mind as well as your body, for fuck's sake.
Okay,
yes.
let me show you my Halloween costume.
Have you gone to any of these Halloween stores recently?
Yeah.
No,
I
can't.
All the women's costumes are slutty.
They are. And then you look at the men's costume, and they're just like the most badass costumes ever.
Yes.
Well, there's a store here in Houston that I go to that has a nice mixture of slutty for both the men and the women. But that's my costume right there for Halloween. I need to do that.
Oh, that is funny.
My God. That's hilarious. That's awesome. I totally approve of this.
You see, you have to play The Sims to get that one. See, you wouldn't have gotten that one before.
That
well,
is
you know,
the funniest
shit. I played
The
Sims on Facebook, so I sort of would have gotten it. Wow.
And look, you know how easy that was? That's a rug, I think, from Walmart.
Yep.
You know, it's just a rug. You just walk around
and
hold it.
Like a little green thing above your head and a rug. Hey.
Costume. Bam.
There you go.
You know what? Well, I was going to say, is that a balloon on her head? But no, I bet that's...
I think it's like paper mache kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I can see a wire right
yeah.
there.
And
that's
I want
hilarious.
One.
Now, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Naked Sim cosplay.
But seriously, guys, if you're going to dress up for Halloween, do something original. Women, stop being slutty whatever. I mean, I know if you want to be a slut normally. Embrace
mm-hmm.
yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but let me clarify that. Be a slut, but be a slut ethically. Okay, be a slut carefully. Don't be stupid and be a slut.
Why do you be a careful slut?
You know,
protection.
You should totally write about this and teach us how to be an ethical slut.
Girl, there's a book on it. It's called The Ethical Slut. Read
really?
It.
Oh my God!
I've read it. Okay. Now you can be a complete and total slut and still be ethical. You can be careful about who you have sex with. You can have sex with a lot of people as long as you're careful who it is. You can be safe when you're having sex. You can be honest when you're having sex with people instead of hiding behind their backs and going and screwing around all over the place. There are ways to do this and be honest. Embrace who you are. There are cultures within cultures that embrace people like that. You know what I mean?
That's true. That is very true.
Whew, I got annoyed. I'm good now.
Go for it, girl. All right, I had to go with this. I talked about this little fashion widget, and I have it up on Facebook, how I found it. Anyways, today's little tricky trend was black and orange, and because it's coming up on Halloween, I had to show this.
Oh, that's cute.
Yes, yes, pleated skirts are definitely in. I mean, even in Second Life, I've seen pleated skirts everywhere. The black tank tops, easy to do. Earrings, you know, the black and orange necklace, which, by the way, I love that it ties in the back. That is just awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm not quite sure what this purse is.
For a minute, I thought it was like not Metroid, but what is it? Asteroid? Was that it?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely something geeky kept coming to mind.
Yeah, something like an Atari game or something. That's what
that
it looks like
nice.
To me. I love the necklace, though. That is so pretty.
That
so
is very pretty.
Here's one to add to your wardrobe geeky accessories. And I'm sorry, I'm taking over. I'm jumping all up in the middle of Ginger's widget.
No, you can run on ahead. I finished. my little widget was short. Oh my god! I love that.
Oh my god, that is so cute!
Is that not the most lovely and most beautifulest bracelet you've ever seen in your life?
I love that. And that's only $35? Are you serious?
$35, and it looks unbreakable. It's a bit of acrylic, so it probably is. So that means, especially some of us geeky girls, especially like myself, who's very clumsy, I will spill and bump into things, and this will keep up with me.
Yep.
And it's also good for pulling over your fist and punching somebody in the face. Just saying.
Hell, we will.
just saying. You might need to punch somebody.
Shit, you know we will.
I like that.
I've got a good costume idea for some people.
Okay, what do you got?
Dolls in my screen.
I don't know, dude. I've been singing all day.
What is that?
Oh, my God.
Is that Carmen Sandiego? Where is it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
San Diego. And what happened to your screen? Why is it not
showing? I don't know, but it wasn't showing me.
Oh, my God. She got the whole look together. Oh, yes.
She's even got that sideways what look. But she's wearing fishnets, too, so that kind of gives it an extra oomph. With them boots. I love those boots. God damn.
Carmen wears fishnets?
I don't think Carmen does, but you know what? She's rocking it. So you go,
I thought Carmen wore black tights. I thought that's what Carmen does.
This is a way you can take a costume idea, and it looks great, but you add a little bit of slut to it. Hey, look.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I was going to say that. You know, we were just talking about not slutting up Halloween, but at the same time, you can be sexy in Halloween. This is not slutty. This is definitely sexy, mysterious. Yeah. And most definitely Carmen Sandiego.
Carmen Sandiego-esque.
Yeah.
She's got a sultry look to her with that side glance.
You know what? If you're still around today, if you're still a big thing, I can totally see her wearing fishnets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's still around. She's somewhere on Facebook.
That's right. You started playing that game.
Yes, I did, and I was addicted. Here's my next one that we're going to gasp about, another costume idea, and we're running out of time, so I want to throw that one in before we have to go. Throw it up. Do it.
I just saw an LL Cool J tweet come up. I think I'm going to have to go lay down.
Oh, is LL tweeting to us?
He's tweeting to us, but I'm going to be like, he says,
oh, my God.
Ha.
God. Uh-oh. Snow's not looking.
Hold on.
Scroll down so she can see who that is.
Hold on. I'm tweet LL. I'm seeing if what? Oh. Oh, my God. It's my girlfriend.
Leliana from Dragon Age Origins.
Dude, she looks awesome. What the hell?
She's got the face. She's serving the face. The wig's a little askew, but it's all right.
Yeah, we can rock with that. You need to work on it just a little bit.
You need to comb it to the front, honey. If you're going to wear it, just go ahead and let it hang over the face. Go ahead and let it hang.
Right? Don't try to push it to the side. That ain't meant to be pushed to the side, girl.
So look at all that hotness.
That is, oh my God.
Is that not the most gorgeous sis? Like I said, this the last one. That's not
beautiful.
The most gorgeous costume you've ever
seen.
That
really is beautiful. And I just tweeted LL Cool J like he's going to tweet me back. What?
He might.
He won't. And if he does, I'll be squealing. I'll be like,
seriously, you never know. Will Wheaton tweeted me. I was all happy.
She was all excited. Will Wheaton said hello to me.
Yes.
Okay, and wait a minute. Since we're about to go, I want to do the final one for the night because
this
one has to be done. Speaking of, where did my thing go? Okay, speaking of things, guys, you should get your geek girl. It is Halloween, perfect time to propose. That's why we're hinting at that and make it geeky. And this right here will seal the deal, I promise you.
I'm telling you, if a guy proposed to me in some of the ways that
he had Oh my God. I love that.
It's a looking king and cube and everything.
Yes. But it's not real, unfortunately. Not yet.
It needs to be. It totally, totally needs to be.
But it's doable, I think, with it wouldn't be
gold.
Yeah, either you could do the blue seal in gold or you could do a we saw something like this. We were talking about this on Pixniest a couple weeks ago. It is a glowy material. It probably will be something rubber based or something.
Yeah.
That you can get and rings. And I don't have a problem with that. I know some girls might be like, that's cheap, but it'll last you.
Right?
It's going to last
that
for a while.
That is amazing.
All right. And that music signals the end of our show because we got like 30 seconds left, so I got to do this quickly. Anyway, tune in Thursday to hear our other show. Tune in tomorrow to hear the news with Ginger and Corey. Favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
Devoted less to lyrics than it is to my struggle for pyrrhic victory in the race to be the interwebs number one devotee. Yep, smutty little things that occur on screen. Risque to hate, quintuple X obscene. Males who shape themselves so cleanly. Twins in positions unseemly. My spleen ain't the part that gets vented. I grab the hold and fast like I'm in it. Just end it. Probably ought to leave it alone. Spend more time stroking on my microphone. Got a boatload of midgets in there.
And for those of you wondering, yes, it is possible to be an ethical slut. If you have questions, email me, snowwhite@gamergirlsradio.com. We can have a discussion.